Muchas gracias, señor.
Thank you, President. On behalf of Ambassador Stanulis and myself, I thank you for this opportunity to work as co-facilitators on making the Council a more effective and inclusive body through the use of modern technology. I would like to present a report on our work. The President of the Human Rights Council requested us to assess the current situation with the use of modern technology to support inclusion, transparency, and efficiency in the Human Rights Council and recommend additional areas for improvement. Ambassador Stanulis and I carried out a series of consultations with representatives of the secretariats of the Council and the UPR, WIPO, ITU, UNHCR, and JESDA to look at the use of technology in making work more efficient. On the basis of the information received and the viability study on the development of a digital system for the Human Rights Council of 14th May 2024, we jointly drew up a document with proposals and tangible recommendations in the short and long term on the use of technology, which was distributed to all member states on 15th October 2024 and was the subject of two rounds of consultations on 28th and 30th October 2024. We thank all state members for their constructive participation in the discussions and proposals. Following the consultations, Ambassador Stanulis and I prepared a list of recommendations which were presented for consideration by the President for inclusion in the draft PRST. The proposed measures sought to improve inclusivity and efficiency in the Council through facilitation of informed decision-making and better participation by interested parties. The short-term recommendations, which could be adopted relatively quickly, included 1. Calling on the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights to create a tool for the management of knowledge, possibly to be called Access HRC, which would combine the existing digital platforms into an easy-to-access tool, which would allow interested parties to have access to the tools for recording or registration, calendar and programme of work, digital lists of speakers, statements and information on dialogues and resolutions via smartphones and computers, and develop a tool for live exchange of information on the activities of the Council during meetings. 2. Call on the Director General of the Office of the United Nations at Geneva to continue providing adequate resources for hybrid modalities in meetings of the Human Rights Council in order to facilitate participation by delegations of states and civil society organisations. 3. Promote the inclusion of persons with disabilities within the work of the Council through the preparation of documents in accessible formats for persons with limited vision who require assistance with hearing and who use easy read language, taking into account the recommendations provided by persons with disabilities. I will now give the floor to Ambassador Stanulis to continue presenting the report. Thank you, President.